First, we'll let you know that I'm going on Domingo Live.
And I sound like the chocolate lady from the Sword of Show. But welcome to Zombie Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show. Bye.
What's up, everybody? So today we are talking about the mainstream media and really being different and being who God's called you to be versus being of the world. And now there's a big confusion of that. And the big confusion of that is censorship isn't something you need to do of your kids. And I learned that because I was censored as a kid from my parents constantly being Christian and like super Christian, and mostly my dad and my mom just kind of following what my dad said the entire time. And I was like, seriously, this kind of family I have. But anyways, so I missed out on a lot of TV shows, missed out on a lot of pop culture, missed out on a lot of everything. I think like I didn't have my access to my own internet and stuff like that until like, well, at least until I started high school. That's when I started learning of the world and learning of like everything else that was like going on. And then like I was called an uncultured swine for the longest time, because like I had to do everything off my computer, and I had to do everything. Like I had to watch any and all shows in private because like my parents were all like anal about it. They were like,
no Family Guy, no Simpsons, no anything that says the F word more than one time. No. Not okay. You're not to do it this way. And God,
and they would get mad at me for listening to worldly music. And every single song had to be a parody of any and all songs. Everything had to be Christian. And I was like, bruh, this is fucked. Absolutely fucked. Which obviously caused me to rebel and smoke cigarettes and do weed and drink. And yeah, you know, so. So the best thing to do, honestly, is to, if you want to censor your kids, you honestly are going to have to give up being a parent, because you can't censor your kids. If you censor your kids, they will grow up socially awkward and think they're introverts when they're actually extroverts. I'm an extrovert. I thought I was an introvert for years. I like being around people. I like being in social gatherings. I realize that I like hanging out with people, talking to people, and stuff like that, you know? And I started seeing another new girl. See, she even started following me on that podcast. Yeah, so far I like her. She's pretty chill. But one thing I am trying to do, though, is I'm trying to get her on the cast so that we can do, like, a co-host sort of, like, thingy. Because right now we have, like, because two people is good, right? But when you have another fellow nerd in there that also smokes weed and hangs out, like, that kind of stuff, too, and talks about spiritual stuff and their own take on things, you know, it is something that you really kind of like. Because think about Andrew Schultz and all the big podcasts. They have more than one host, right? And yes, you know, I have been getting big on here, and Spotify's been doing better, and I've been getting big on Spotify, too. But I haven't made any money. And I'm like, man, I gotta get this to a level where I can make money off it. I gotta do something like that, something that makes it so it's good. And yes, I have tried YouTube Live, and I'm doing YouTube Live. But the only thing is I can't currently do YouTube Live because my kids. Wow, I didn't even know you were listening. That's cute. Hey babe, how's it going? Nothing wrong with that. You can't stop smiling. Oh, I get it. Yeah, but I was I wanted to do a podcast with me, you, and my co-host. Okay, so this one time, and I honestly have to adjust this and tell people about this, because, and I know I said I wouldn't do pink tape anymore because I'm not part of that lifestyle, and but I have to tell this story. Oh, I will. I have an account on there too. What was I gonna say? Mark is distracted. Anyways, so before I met my current girlfriend, I was talking to this other chick, and I swear to God, why is it that certain people, and I was questioning for the longest time if this person was trans, and I'm bisexual, so I don't really care, right? And I know later on, I'm pansexual. I'm not bisexual. I'm pan. Like, I don't care what you are. You know, if you got whatever parts, because I'm bisexual, I'm attracted to both parts. So it's like, I don't really care what you have. But that's not part of the story. Anyways. So, first time we start talking, right? She adds my number and we start texting, right? And the first thing she says to me is, because she's a black girl, right? The first thing she says to me is, like, she's like black. So there's like mixed, there's different. So my co-host is mixed, I would say. He calls himself Mocha. Anyways, so this girl's black. And I was attracted to her and she was cool. But I met my current girlfriend and she just tops everybody because she is my ultimate type. Because the first girl I ever dated really was a mixed girl. And it's just been my type forever. So, but anyways, back to the story. So we were chatting, and she says, I had a bad experience dating a white guy. And I'm like, wow, that's racist. What, you're just going to, and I texted this, so I didn't call or anything. So he's like, wow. So what, because I'm white, you're going to assume that I'm going to treat you badly? And she's like, and I'm like, that's racist. And then she's back, yeah, you're right about that. I'm sorry. I guess I will give you a chance. And I was like, no. You got to call it hypocrisy, whatever it is. It's like, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, so I have a story for you guys. Would you guys like to hear my house stories? And as my description says, dramatically in voices. So here we go. Oh, so recently people have been angry that I'm talking about them in the cast. So I'm going to not mention them and use initials from this point on because people get mad, sensitive. Anyways. Yes, so we'll call him F. Yes. So, me and my co-host we're night owls, so we're constantly up at, like, 5 a.m. We go to bed around 6 a.m. every night, right? So my kid wakes up around 5 a.m. every single day, and I stay awake until then. And then I have a little nap with him when he goes to bed at 9 o'clock. P.M., ladies and gentlemen, I'm not. So everybody else is like, well, how do you sleep then? Don't worry about it. We're going to stay on the story. Oh gosh, so my co-host made a chocolate cake for himself, and the smell woke me up. Like, I just woke up, like, I used the bathroom, and I woke up, and I was like, smell a smelly smell, smelled it smell, smelly. And then I come downstairs, like, if I was a cartoon character, I'd probably be, like, lifted into the air, going into circles, being carried all the way down the stairs, you know, or something like that. And I say, hey, man, what you cooking? And he's like, oh, I'm cooking a souffle. And I'm like, ooh, cool. So after I had some with him, that was pretty good. It was actually really good because he works at a bakery. So he legitimately makes them every single day, all day. So he knows what he's doing. And I like that. I like living with a baker because sometimes he brings home cheese buns and they're just bomb. I can't. They're so addicting. Anyways, so after we both go to bed, I wake up in the morning. I wake up around like 5 a.m. because that's when my kid wakes up usually. And my dad's not up until about like 10 a.m. We kind of head over and I decide to wrap up the cake for him, right? I put tinfoil on it and I write his name on it, and then I take a paper plate and I write on his name on it. And a certain someone doesn't know that I did this. So quiet down about it. So I wrote my name. I wrote on that piece of paper saying that if you touch my cake mark, you owe me $30. And my dad, first thing in the morning, comes to my door, like opens my door. Well, my door wasn't reopened. Because I leave my door open for a crack for my cat, because she just constantly knows how to open the door, but she never just knows how to shut it, which is kind of frustrating. But whatever. Anyways, so he wakes me up and he like is like saying all the, he's saying that like,
well, how dare Isaiah write that on that piece of paper on that fridge thing? How dare he tell me that I can't touch his stuff?
Meanwhile, the house rule has always been write your name on whatever is yours, right? What, he can't write his name on it when you've written your name and you wrote mean notes all over the house and you've been targeting him this entire time? So I just basically just threw his own hypocrisy back in his face, telling him that I was like, really? That's what you're doing. Really? That's what you're doing. And he tried to bring it back to some nonsense. And I was like, no. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this. Let's stay on the subject. So we did. We stayed on the subject. And after that, I just talked to my ghost. And I was like, you know, like, it makes no sense that he was upset about that, because that's exactly what he does. You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what he does. So my question is, this is like, what is even his thought process to that, you know? I just kind of want to know. It's like, what? You're doing the same exact thing he's doing, and yet because he wrote his name on it the same way you did, and said that you can't have it, you're a big baby about it. It's like, seriously? And my neighbor runs his chainsaw. Nice. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a short little cast because I am watching my child and I want to make sure that he's not going to wake up from his nap. So I'm going to end the cast and I'll do my plug real quick. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have wanted to do any and all kinds of podcasts on your own, and you've wanted to make a podcast or you want to listen to podcasts, and you don't really want to have like songs on there and stuff like that, and you specifically want to have a podcasting app, Spotify for Podcasters is available on iOS, Android, MacBook, anything you can think of. Well, what about, they have it. Well, what about, yep, they have it. What about my flip phone? Sorry, Granny, you're gonna have to get a new phone. The future time. Well, what about my Apple Watch? Yep, you can get an Apple Watch too, and you can record podcasts on your watch while you're running. Isn't that amazing? Technology, boom. And technically, if you really wanted to, you could technically install it on your VR device if you're a VR player like me. And you can record a session while you're gaming. Which would be kind of weird for me personally, because I wouldn't like that, because it'd be too distracting for what I'm doing. It'd be way too distracting. And plus you'd hear, get away from me. Like that. But weird sound effects that would completely distract me from the podcast. But anyways, download Spotify for Podcasters. If you like podcasts, or like listening to podcasts, or like just making podcasts, because it gives you your own personalized intro, personalized sound effects. And if you can't really think of any yourself and you're saying to yourself like, well, like, I suck at making intros. Well, they have your own custom-made intros just for you. All right, that's the end of the plug. All right, so if you haven't followed me on Wisdom, why the heck aren't you? Go on the purple follow button and go onto my page. And if you want to follow my Spotify page, click on my page. And there's my humongous link, Blueberry Juice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you guys later. And later, babe.
Thank you.